It's very Orwellian here in all of this as we start the second hour of the Midnight Rider. If we have a population that believes that the rights and freedoms flow from the government, then peace really is war, and freedom really is slavery. I mean, because if we're that 180 degrees out of phase as a population with the way things are supposed to be, we've got serious trouble. I mean, we've got more work to do than what I thought. Which one of you guys want to tackle that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't jump all at once.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead, no, Mike. Yeah, Mike, I'll go ahead and plug a response, but then I got to take off, man. I apologize.
That's all right.
My best friend just called me and a little bit ago before we started, and I haven't seen him in 2-3 months. I'm going to hang out with him for a little bit. But anyway, yeah, what you're saying about when the people think that their rights come from the government, that's dangerous, because then they'll take all orders from the government. You know, when something bad happens, they'll be free to, free to give up their rights. They'll hand over their liberties for security, like right after 9/11. You know, so many people were so willing to just give up their rights and their liberties for this Patriot Act, and, you know, they just accept it and say, well, you know, our government's looking out for us. They're doing the best they can for us, and they're doing what's right for us. And history has proven throughout time that the governments like this do nothing but kill off people. I mean, to put it bluntly, I mean, that's basically it. They don't care about people. They don't. I mean, that was proven after Katrina, that they don't care about how people, you know, suffering and homes being destroyed. They don't care. They care about power. They care about greed. They care about wealth. And that's pretty much it. And so when people, you know, they make these assumptions that the government, gives them their rights and not these, you know, the men and women that died in these wars, and that, you know, the forefathers that wrote up the Constitution and wrote the Bill of Rights, you know, it's people, the people wrote that stuff, not the government. A government, you know, is supposed to be there, you know, for society, not to, you know, overrun things and create a police state atmosphere, and that's just what we have here.
Lee and Doug and Mike, thanks for being on the program. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. Thank you.
No, I think Mike's right on. If you have a population that really does truly believe that, you know, that the government grants them rights, it's a dangerous thing. You have a lot of people out there. I mean, even the educational systems that kind of glorify and treat, you know, teach you that government is God and that you can't fight City Hall. And there's so many of these people that I talk to on a daily basis, you know, running into them at work and whatnot, or, you know, just trying, you know, what I like to do is try to see what people think about, you know, certain issues. You know, I don't jump right onto 9/11 was an inside right. job, but it's amazing how so many people, I mean, it's truly Orwellian doublethink. I talked to this lady that was, you know, her son's in Iraq, and she knew all about the, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin being an inside job. She knew all about, you know, the U.S. Liberty that we had funded and, you know, really pushed, you know, Al-Qaeda. You know, we created Al-Qaeda to fight the Russians, you know, in Afghanistan. She was quite aware, and I mean, pretty knowledgeable person. And so I was like, well, so what do you think about us funding all these, I think it was Shia, a freedom fighter, said, you know, don't you think that would be, you know, that our foreign policy is flawed and that, you know, funding these people is not a good idea? And she was just like, well, yeah, but, you know, we have to do it. It was just, it was amazing. You know, when you talk to people, and, you know,
yeah.
intelligent, educated people, and how they can just be totally, you know, kind of propagandized and doublethink.
Yeah, most definitely. Back in a minute. You're listening to The Midnight Rider on number 800-313-9443 right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
To this government, everything she does is certainly magic. Terror attack here, a terror plot there that just seems to be total illusion. But, you know, we're talking with Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. And, Lee, you know, our ancestors fought a revolution for freedom because their rights were being infringed upon. And yet we have people some 230-some-odd years later, that believe that the government bestows the rights to the people. I mean, we've come so far, and yet that one would think that logic would dictate that if individuals fought a revolution against a government to regain their rights and regain their freedoms, that the rights and freedoms never stem from the government in the first place. How could we get so far away from those basic pieces of logical thought?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just complacency, I would say, and people got comfortable over the years. But I think the big major event that sparked this whole deal was, of course, the foundation of the Federal Reserve and then the implementation of the income tax, the Internal Revenue Service, because once they got the central bank and these I mean, I'll just call them criminals. They're really a bunch of criminals. When these criminals took over the ability to print money from the United States government, what they did is they bought out the media, told people how to think, and then from there they essentially created the Great Depression, stole the American people's gold, and then advocated all these big government social programs, and then convinced everybody, saying, yes, you need big government is good. And prior to that, people didn't believe that. They were weary of big government intruding on their personal liberties, and they felt that government should be as small as possible. But, you know, ever since the Federal Reserve came into being, it's just been a downhill slide from its foundation of it. So I'd say that's the real watershed mark as to when things really started going downhill.
Yeah, because we went from great prosperity in this country. I mean, before the Great Depression occurred, a lot of people don't realize this, but you had businesses that were expanding based on their profits and money that they had extra, as opposed to coming back and using credit and financing to fund their expansions. And of course, that didn't sit well with the with these money thugs, because they wanted to be in total control of how the money flows. So then they contract the money supply, not once, not twice, but four times during the Great Depression. A lot of people don't realize it. Oh, it was a terrible economic downturn and all that, but it was totally manufactured, not only here, but it affected the entire world. The entire world was in a depression. And news today, even from the Bush administration, that with oil prices going up to around $80, that the U.S. economy is in the danger zone, when you've got reports just a few days ago of the consumer confidence in the economy is riding high. Now we're at the point where you can't hide the fact that unemployment is up in this country. Inflation is almost at hyperinflation levels, over 10%. And so now, as this oil skyrockets, now the whole house of cards economically is about to come crumbling down. Doug, what do you think?
Oh, I agree. I mean, if you look at OPEC, I mean, really, I agree with Lee. You know, definitely the big consolidation, I guess the big move towards socialism and government dependence was right after the Depression. You know, FDR and Social Security, whatnot, was probably one of the biggest factors. But I think that the fact that we that OPEC, especially that OPEC, you know, all these foreign countries, you know, our economy relies on the petrodollar so much, and so you see a lot of these Axis of Evil countries, and Russia, Iran, Venezuela, even Bolivia are starting to lean towards this Shanghai cooperation, and something that a lot of people don't talk about. But if all these little countries, you know, like Venezuela, start having their own oil force, it's really going to undermine our economy if we don't force all these third world and first world nations through OPEC to use American dollars to buy oil and energy. All of those dollars are going to flood back into our economy. And so I think a lot of, you know, the reason that there's this drumbeat for war with Iran is that because, you know, that Ahmadinejad is threatening to have oil bores. He just this week asked Japan to immediately start paying yen for oil. They're trying to get rid of all of their reserved dollars, or, you know, and if they mine the reserve currency of the world, which is the U.S. dollar, then, you know, I think it's only inevitable. They can only prop it up and, you know, have so many gold sell-offs, you know, in Europe to prop the dollar up. So I definitely think that they're going to use that as leverage to bring in the Amero and the North American Union as well. And I think that's really the grand scam here locally on our side of the pond is dumping the, you know, American currency, right, and bringing us into this North American Union.
Yeah, because I mean, because really in the end, you know, and I talked to Dr. Jerry Corsi about this a couple months ago, or actually back in January, and I told him, you know, Jerry, this gives them the opportunity basically to roll the clock back 100 years, and the Federal Reserve gets an opportunity to do it all over again, but with a larger audience. Because not only will it be the United States, but you're going to have Canada and Mexico involved. And Canada has already said that the central bank would be housed here in the United States. So you get to roll it back 100 years. We get to play the game one more time. And you've got the same group of thugs that go around and pick up the what wealth is left of the country and hold it back for themselves while the middle class is destroyed. And this country goes to hell in a handbasket so we can create parity in the economies to bring Mexico along.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what the North American Union is all about. It's about consolidating wealth. It's about destroying the middle class in this country. I mean, they're not forming North American Union because they necessarily want to make Mexico better. I mean, they're forming North American Union so they can make the United States and Canada at Mexico's level, so that we can be more easily managed in this whole global plantation that they're trying to set up. And, you know, it's quite disturbing. I know there's a meeting regarding the Security and Prosperity Partnership coming up in the next few weeks up in the Ottawa, Canada area. And all these reports I've been reading is that the United States Army is actually going to be partially responsible for implementing security up there. And they're going to have this huge perimeter that is this, I don't know, it's like a 20-mile something perimeter. I don't know the exact figures. But they're going to have this huge perimeter around this place where all of these so-called gods are meeting, discussing the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And when you have stuff like that happening, you know, that's just tyranny. That's treason. It's tyranny. And we're seeing it right in our faces with them putting this whole security perimeter up. So even the Canadian people can't go there and protest or cover the actual event freely. It's disgraceful.
Right, and there's a group called the Council of Canadians. They were wanting to hold kind of a counter symposium or meeting while this is going on, and they won't let them have it inside of that perimeter, the security perimeter. You know, so yeah, as you put it, the gods can go up to essentially to Mount Olympus in confab about what is going to happen. But yet you even got Cheney coming out now and saying that there is not going to be any NAFTA superhighway. And there's not going to be any North American Union. I mean, when you've got these people coming out and denying it, when their own websites say this is what's coming, the level of rhetoric is going to increase with these people because they know that people are starting to find out about this. And I'll tell you this, guys, the fact that the U.S. military is involved in securing this meeting, the Canadian people know nothing about it. There's not any reporting to this at all in the Canadian press. None. Is that surprising?
Absolutely not. I don't know what Doug's take is on it, but absolutely not as far as I'm concerned.
Well, no, I mean, we had the, Martin from Canada and Vicente Fox, you know, in 2005 come right here into Texas and sign on to the North American Union. We've even had I'm trying to think if it was a mayor, I think, in Oklahoma that
right.
signed on to this North American Union. You still have a lot of mainstream media, you know, calling this a left-wing or a right-wing conspiracy. And so, I mean, it's not surprising that it's not being covered in any mainstream media. So many things that are so pertinent to our freedom and liberty aren't.
Yeah, I had Adam Rod of Corridor Watch on the show here a couple of weeks ago, and he's here in Oklahoma, and he took this story about Mick Cornett signing on to the North American Union. He took it to the mainstream press here in Oklahoma City. Not one of them touched it. Not one of them would have anything to do with it. Totally dismissed it. And the only reason that it got national attention and it got Mick Cornett off his butt to retract his remarks and his signing statement was the fact that the article hit WorldNet Daily. Otherwise, he'd still be for the North American Union and probably still is. If the truth were known.
Sure.
Yeah, but it just shows how disingenuous the people in power, whether it's at the state, local, or even the national level. But I do have to say this regarding the legislature here in Oklahoma. I mean, they've taken steps to make sure no monies are going to this stuff. Plus, they've put a stop to the social funding of illegal aliens in the state as well. So we're going to grab a break and come back, talk more with our Young Guns Roundtable tonight. Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. Visit their websites and do an awesome job collecting the news for you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Midnight Rider, our number 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095. 3-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Gentlemen, let me pose this question to you here. There are so many things that are going on, so many things that are happening, so many issues that we have to fight. If you had the ability to have 3 minutes on national television and you could get across one point in that 3 minutes, what would it be? Lee, let's start with you.
Definitely the monetary system, the Federal Reserve, and that whole system, because I firmly believe that getting rid of the Federal Reserve and restoring our country to having an honest monetary system that is in which the money is issued by the government, backed by gold and silver, would get rid of 95% of the problems in this country. And the reason why I think it's so important is primarily because nobody knows about the Federal Reserve. I mean, when you go through school, even if you get a doctorate in economics, they don't get into the Federal Reserve. They don't talk about the gold standard. precious metals. They don't get into any of that. It's entirely insane. And money is one of the most important things that you'll deal with in your life, one of the most important things. And it's kind of ironic that the educational system, this crazy educational system that we have, which really doesn't educate anybody, doesn't talk about one of the most important things that you need to manage in your life, which is money. So if I had 3 minutes, I would definitely talk about the money system, how it really works, and how we desperately need to change it to give the power back to the people by having an honest monetary system. That's probably what I would try to get across.
Yeah, and basically all you need is a calculator and a dry erase board to just put it all out. This is your money on the IRS. This is your money without.
Exactly.
Be simple. What are your thoughts, Doug? What would you do if you had 3 minutes? What one point would you elucidate?
Since Lee already took on the monetary system, I guess I would really try to focus on and expose, I guess, a little of the foreign and transnational corporation interests in Congress, and try to elaborate on the fact that why so many of our rights are being taken, and why the reasons for all of the wars and whatnot are mostly due to the lobbyists. That, you know, from the military-industrial complex to Israel to, big corporations like Walmart and whatnot that have really taken hostage of the Congress. And, you know, that's really the reason I think that so much of this, you know, besides the international bankers that really have grips on our monetary system, so many of these things get passed through without a second look because, you know, of who they're funded by. And so, I mean, you know, you look at the Iraq war, I mean, there's a lot of interest in it, and it's a win-win-win for so many different people. You know, that's why it's not going to stop, is because, you know, there's lots of money and geopolitical interest from tons of different corporations and, bankers and other foreign countries as well that ride on these decisions. And so I think that if I had 3 minutes, I would probably lay down and show, you know, where most, you know, a breakdown of some of the biggest players, the biggest lobbying firms and the interests, and maybe highlight some of the things that they say, you know, people like AIPAC,
right.
and just, you know, throw some seeds out there for some mainstream media viewers to look into.
Well, because, I mean, because the food, it's almost a predatory food chain. I mean, you know, for lack of a better term, because you've got these corporations like, in the military industrial complex, who are benefiting hugely. I mean, the acquisition of new military programs for the Department of Defense is up over 500% since the Iraq War began. I mean, that's absolutely huge. And so these guys are benefiting hand over fist. And of course, that money all makes its way back eventually into the hands of those of the Federal Reserve, who more that interest money comes back into their coffers as well. And so you're just feeding, you know, the cycle just continues and continues. But at this point in time, it's at the expense of our kids fighting in Iraq and at the expense of the Iraqi people themselves.
Sure. But you look at people like General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, Halliburton, and you realize that they have a lot of money to gain from it. And our Congress is, completely complicit in taking money that we have to borrow on the American name from China and Japan just to fund this war. And it's really a looting of the economy. If you look at the last throes of Rome, you know, that's the first thing that they do. Or, right before they tyranny is brought in is usually loot the economy. And I think that's what we're really seeing here is a total looting of the economy. You know, all these people are, you know, like, people like Bechtel are taking that money, reinvesting it in gold, euros. People like Dick Cheney are betting against the dollar and reinvesting. So when the crash comes, you know, those are the people that are already in the know are going to have reinvest and resituate their monetary funds. You know, they're quite well aware of where it's going, and that's why you see a lot of this. You know, it's
right,
basically
yeah.
Insider trading.
And indeed. All right, back in a minute after the break. This is the Midnight Ride.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
My name is Mike Chambers. It is a Friday night as we head into the weekend, final show of the week for this particular broadcast. Back Monday night, as usual, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central. My website is MidnightRidersShow.com. It's MidnightRidersShow.com. And thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. It means an awful lot to me to have you there every night and the nice emails that I get from folks. Everybody has been just super. And just those little notes of encouragement, I've got to tell you, are just extremely important. Because sometimes you wonder if you're having, you know, any type of effect or anything like that as you do this, you know, kind of day in and day out. And but having that response is just is a big deal, and it means ever so much. And I just want to say a personal thank you to you, the listener, and a friend of this program. And I appreciate so much of what you do, not only for this show in your support, but your support of Republic Broadcasting. Without that support, we certainly wouldn't be here. And I want to say thank you personally for that. We're talking with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, kind of a Young Guns Roundtable that I've kind of assembled for tonight. And just discussing the news and other information that we're coming across. I mean, basically, the crux of all of this is freedom. And how do we get it back? It's been taken away from us piece by piece by piece. And some of it has been with our permission. The fact that we just don't, as people, just say we've had enough and this is it. Guys, I mean, you guys are young. I mean, how old are you, Lee?
28.
Doug, how old are you?
I'm 29.
So you guys are, okay, you guys are under 30. I'm 41. I mean, do you expect to be doing this all your life, or what type of dreams and things do you, I mean, is there a life that you want to go back to? Because I know if you guys are spending half the time that I'm spending on a daily basis with this stuff, that you have no time at all. I mean, do you think there will ever be a point in time where we can go back to a life that we will have this battle completely won, and that other than remaining vigilant and keeping a watch out, as everybody should, and remaining informed, will we ever be able to go back to a normal life and seek life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
That's difficult to say. Extremely difficult to say. I hope so. I mean, I'm hoping what will happen is that we get Ron Paul elected, and that will just start the whole process of defeating the whole push towards globalization, returning our country back to its appropriate levels of sovereignty. But, you know, I mean, honestly, I'm not really that optimistic. I really hope that's what's going to happen. But it seems like every day that I look at the news and everything going on, I mean, it just keeps getting worse. And there's going to be some sort of event that's going to trigger this whole thing go one way or another. Either we're going to go into a great deal of tyranny, or this could be the point where there's a second American Revolution and we can fully take our country back. But, you know, right now it's just so difficult to say which way it's going to head.
What about you, Doug?
Well, I definitely think that, you know, it's coming to a head, and we're either going to go one way or the other here, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years. You just see how much it's progressed. I mean, the police state, the buildup, the ripping down of the Constitution since 2001, since September 11th. I mean, the things that they've pushed. You know, I'd like to say that it's going to get better. I think that, you know, if we can get people to, you know, like Ron Paul, get people to really think, reassess what they think that the government should be, what it should do for them, and we wake up enough people to actually have, you know, think about liberty and not to be skeptical about what the government says, not to take it as a holy biblical word like a lot of people do. I think that we can turn this thing around. You know, Ron Paul would definitely be a good, you know, step in the right way. I mean, you know, bringing, you know, one of his big, you know, his biggest goals is to, you know, bring a lot of monetary reform. But, you know, I still am very optimistic.
And this question is for either one of you, whoever you wants to take it. Do you think that the population of this country will be able to detox, for lack of a better term, from all the federal programs that are there? I mean, if we run the government as it's supposed to, constitutionally supposed to be run, 95% of the programs that we have in government and 95% of the departments, they go bye-bye eventually. I mean, are Americans so locked into this welfare state mentality of, you know, I'm putting my money in, I'm going to get it out for retirement, you know, Uncle Sam's going to take care of me there, and you've got other programs here and you've got other programs there. Will we be able to detox the people from all those type of programs?
Well, I think we can. I mean, The one thing we have to do is that we can't just cut off the umbilical cord just like that. What we have to do is we have to phase out these programs. I mean, the Federal Reserve, we can't just say, okay, no more Federal Reserve. I mean, it just wouldn't work that way. What we'd have to do is introduce monetary competition by the U.S. Treasury issuing U.S. notes backed by silver or gold. And you can just start phasing these programs slowly out over time. Same thing can be done with Medicare, Social Security. You can just have a cutoff date, and you can say, okay, no more benefits after this. And the people who are still on these systems of control, they can just be phased off. And the only way we can really do this is if we stop this madness of empire building. I mean, the amount of money that we're spending on the military-industrial complex to maintain this world empire could easily pay for these programs and eventually allow these programs to be phased off if we withdraw our military forces from all over the world and bring them back home to secure the border to Mexico, which is where they should be. It's a constitutional place where they should be. And it's insane that there's no military on the border.
Yeah, and there's a bridge sitting in the water in Minneapolis that likely would still be standing, would have been either rebuilt or repaired had we not been spending so much money on this.
Oh, absolutely.
On the pursuit of empire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we actually spent that money on our internal infrastructure instead of having bases in Germany, bases in Iraq, Afghanistan, I mean, you name it. We spent that money on our infrastructure where it should be spent, and I mean, we'd be much better off. There's really no reason why we should be building this empire. I mean, we just can't afford it anymore if you just look at it from an economic perspective. And that's reason enough not to continue this madness.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, Doug?
Well, I definitely think that people can be woken up. You know, I'm a perfect example of somebody who pretty much self-started and woke myself up.
Right.
And, you know, I did have a lot of neocon idealistic ideas, you know, that I'd gotten from school and from, you know, being raised on the boob tube. And so, I mean, I had my paradigm shifted, and I know other people can too. And anybody, I mean, you're never going to get sway the apathetic. You know, a lot of people that are apathetic don't care at all. You know, those are really people that are hard to sway, and especially, you know, older generation of folks, you know, people like, you know, Mike was, Swenson was saying that, you know, it's hard to convince his dad, and, you know, I've had a lot of good success, and I'd say that my dad's pretty wide and awake to most of it. He's just, he's kind of apathetic about it. He's like, ah, what can you do? So, you know, I think that there is a young generation, and I think that we're, you know, through the Internet, you know, really spreading the word, and I think that there is a huge awakening happening, you know. You know, you look at websites like mine and Lee's that have just boosted, you know, huge jumps in Alexia rankings, and, you know, having no financial, you know, PR campaigns or paying anything for that. So, yeah, I think it's possible, but I think, you know, like Lee was saying, we have to people have to really have a different view of what the government should be doing. They should be taking care of the citizens. People like Katrina rebuilding levees, putting our guards down on the border to protect us, you know, from real terror and security threats instead of nation building in Iraq. And I think, you know, a lot of people are seeing that hypocrisy, especially with the border walls. I mean, that's one of the best examples. One of the best things you can bring up to somebody is like, hey, you know, there's this big war on terror, but, you know, they got the border wide open. Don't you think that if they really cared, they'd do something about that? And it's really hard for people to argue that logic.
Well, you guys are former military guys. I mean, in a situation where your territory is attacked, what's the first thing you do?
Defend it.
Well, but by defending it, the first order of business is to secure your perimeter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's only common sense. I mean, you don't even have to be a military guy to realize it. You know, if there's a real war of terror, that you would definitely be shoring up all your porous borders.
I mean, not, you know, instead of frisking 80-year-old ladies with crochet needles.
Sure, exactly. I mean, you know, it's the hypocrisy. I mean, it can stand, that kind of hypocrisy even stands out to you know, neocon followers, you know, that idealize people like Sean Hannity. I mean, you can't deny that.
Right, and today what was so funny is I was watching a clip with Keith Olbermann, and we were going to get into this and it may try to here in a moment, regarding this this FISA bill that Bush is wanting Congress to try to pass in a hurry before they head to their summer vacation, which is probably the best thing that this country could happen to this country, is for Congress to leave. Matter of fact, Bush can take vacation, too. We'll just shut the whole damn thing down and call it good. But, you know, here he is. He's talking about the success we've had in taking down terror plots. And the terror plot he brings up is last year's plot where the guys have no passports, no tickets, but yet they're all going to board airlines. And with shampoo and sports drinks, they're going to build bombs, which you couldn't do in the first place. Nearly impossible to do in non-laboratory conditions, but yet this is what he touts as FISA's success in the war on terror, and how we're keeping everybody safe based on the fact we're snooping on anybody and everybody.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of this Robert Swirling case. I don't know if you're familiar, but there's this guy up in Colorado, and he's got plastic explosives, he's got thermite, he's got dynamite, he's got books on vengeance. The cops put out a be on the lookout to all the citizens of this little town. I think it's something Springs. You can Google it. Just look up Robert Swirling. Well, anyway, this guy, he has all these, they were blowing, somebody had some explosions in the parking lot, so they said be on the lookout. And some of his neighbors called in and said, you know, we've been hearing explosions from this guy's garage. So they went over there and they found all this stuff there. You know, they raided his house. Well, you know, I mean, he's got every, I mean, you'd think that the mainstream media would love to just jump on this thing. Oh, we've
right.
got homegrown terror, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, it's something that I can't believe that, you know, the mainstream networks. I mean, there's a lot of local stuff, but not any mainstream coverage. And it just goes to show, like, you know, if it's not some Muslim, you know, that has a jihad against, you know, all of us because they're jealous or they hate us because of freedom, you know, it's totally ignored by the mainstream media. You know, there is a lot of, you know, real crazy people here in America that don't get the attention they deserve because they don't fit the profile for this war on terror.
Right. I mean, if they go out and get a healthy tan, boom, they're terrorists. But until then, you know, well, they're maybe a little extreme, but they're all right. Just leave them alone. Everything will be okay. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Guys, with all the work that you guys do, because I know, you know, collecting the news and stuff is a seven-day-a-week deal, how much time a day are you guys spending on your websites?
Oh, geez. I'd say a couple hours a day gathering news and information. I mean, it differs. It depends how much time I have, but I'd probably say around a couple hours, and then, of course, doing a couple hours on the radio show. So I'd say like around 4 hours total I'm working on this stuff day in and day out. But, you know, it's worth it because getting the information out is important. And I really don't want to live in the New World Order. So, you know, it's a small sacrifice to make in order to do the best that we can in order to try to preserve our republic and save what's left of the Constitution.
How much work do you do a day, Doug?
I'd say about the same. I put about 4 or 5 hours in a day. I've got a lot of other side projects. One is IntelStrike.com that me and Lear are working on together in collaboration. And so I usually try to at least spend, you know, 2 to 3 hours news gathering, hunting, researching for BlacklistedNews.com. But then I usually spend another couple hours trying to coordinate this collaborative blogging network site that we've built that should be a daily cost to equivalent for bloggers and patriots that want to blog about and, you know, help promote information that is, you know, going to help us put one more dagger in the New World Order's heart.
Right, yeah. And so that's IntelStrike.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if people can go there and they can submit articles as well. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's a full interactive blog community. Right now, we have 4 daily editors. Michael Vail of ThoughtCriminal.org and Brent Jessup of KnowledgeDrivenRevolution.com. But anybody who'd like to submit any kind of article submissions for the blog or are interested in becoming a guest blogger can email myself or Lee at blog at intelstrike.com. That's BLOG at Intel, I-N-T-E-L, strike.com.
Yeah. So, and this is just what you guys, you know, taking your time and your effort to collect information and put it all in one place, and it makes it easier. I talked to Anthony Hilder last night. Don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but he was really one of the pioneers of what we do. I mean, he was talking about the Illuminati in the 60s, and they were putting them out on record albums. And that was in the days before Internet. So all their research was done in libraries. And the fact that we got sites like, the RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com and now IntelStrike.com, where people can just go and basically get a compendium of information, makes finding this information so much easier. I mean, the fact that you can type into Google, a search phrase, or like an Illuminati or George Bush, and come back with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of hits, with a lot of information that will absolutely blow your mind. And where before, it's been months or a year in a library. We'll come back here. Final segment with Doug and Lee around the corner.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com. Herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Saturday night's all right for fighting, unless it's on the internet, and I guess Courtney to Elton John, we're supposed to shut the net down. I guess so we can head out to the nearest music store and buy his latest album that obviously hasn't sold too well. Back with Lee Rogers and Doug Owen. Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. How do you, I mean, you guys are leveraging technology here. I mean, I know, Lee, I kind of discovered you. First I saw you, you were doing the news on YouTube. How we best leverage this technology that we've got with the internet? I'll give each of you about a minute to expound on it. Go ahead, Doug, and we'll start with you.
Well, I mean, technology is it's revolutionary. I mean, if you think back just 15 years ago, people like you and I couldn't get this kind of information. I mean, you were just talking about how hard it was, and that they actually, I mean, pre-videotape days, do all this research in the library. So, I mean, we're very fortunate to have the internet. It's huge. I mean, and if you look at like people like Ron Paul, that nobody would have a clue who he is if it wasn't for the internet. And so it's a great tool in fighting the New World Order, to exposing this corruption and all the other things that you mentioned, the military industrial complex, just information in general to better educate the population. So I mean it's extraordinary and revolutionary, and I pray that Congress never gets their hands onto it.
Yeah. What about you, Lee? How do we best leverage this technology?
I think the best way to leverage it is the social networking sites. I know a lot of people think some of the social networking stuff is kooky and, not really for serious stuff like we're doing. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that Dig.com and sites like Reddit.com and, of course, you got YouTube and MySpace, I mean, sites like these empower the individual to get in touch with like-minded individuals and gives us the ability to disperse information on a wide scale. I mean, I'll give an example. The article I wrote on the Bush dictator presidential directive, that got like around 6,000 digs on dig.com, and it enabled a large group of people to see what I was saying about the directive. And mm-hmm. by leveraging sites like these, I mean, Dig.com is one of the most highly rated websites on the internet, most visited. And I must have gotten like around 150 to 200,000 visitors just from that one link. And then the other article I wrote on the recent executive order, the Iraqi executive order, the seizure of property, and I think got around 4,000-something digs. And I got our 100,000 visitors from that. So, I mean, I think these social networking sites are really a good way to get the word out to people who might not be exposed to this information.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, just the mere fact that, my portion of the program is over the internet. I'm able to talk to people on a daily basis, through two wires, essentially, that literally 15 years ago was not possible whatsoever. I mean, just to do, if I was in a studio outside of RBN 15 years ago, would have cost thousands and thousands of dollars for a broadcast loop. And that's not even high quality. But to be in this position now with what we're able to do is absolutely, absolutely incredible. Gentlemen, we're out of time. I want to thank both of you for being on. We've covered a lot of ground tonight, and you guys are super. You guys, I want to applaud both of you for standing up and doing something. It'd be a lot easier just to, just keep on, go along to get along. And I want to thank you both for being on tonight. With